And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 6th of July, 2014. It was on this date, 1812, Ludwig van Beethoven wrote a passionate letter to an unknown woman who's come to be known as the immortal beloved. He began, "My angel, my all, my very self, my heart is full of so many things to say to you. There are moments when I feel that speech amounts to nothing at all." For 200 years, scholars have been talking about the identity of the immortal beloved, whether it was Bettina or Josephine or Antonie. Josephine was a woman Beethoven was very much in love with at one time. Antonie was unhappily married. She met Beethoven in Vienna, where she became ill, and he played piano for her while she lay sick in bed. He wrote the letters shortly before she moved away, and he never saw her again. It was on this date, 1957, Paul McCartney met John Lennon for the first time at the Walton Village Fete in Liverpool. John Lennon was almost 17, Paul McCartney 15. Lennon had a band called the Quarrymen. Though he had trouble remembering lyrics and he didn't know proper guitar chords, he'd learned how to play on a banjo. The band was playing at St. Peter's Church, and Paul told them that he could tune and play a guitar, which impressed the Quarrymen, and Paul then performed 20 Flight Rock by Eddie Cochran and got all the lyrics right. The first official convention of the Republican Party was held on this date, 1854, in Jackson, Michigan. Nearly 10,000 people turned out in protest of the Kansas-Nebraska Act, which had provided for the expansion of slavery into the new Western territories. The Republicans settled on a slate of candidates for the upcoming congressional elections, did well in that election, winning almost 50 seats, and soon had a majority in the U.S. House of Representatives. And it was on this date in 1892, striking steelworkers clashed with Pinkerton security agents in Homestead, Pennsylvania, the Homestead Strike, which resulted in 12 deaths. The steel mill's manager, Henry Clay Frick, had locked workers out of the plant after he cut wages and told the union he would no longer negotiate with them. The strike did not end until the following November, when the striking workers ran out of money and they had to return to work. Here's a poem for today by W.S. Merwin entitled One Summer. It is hard now to believe that we really went back that time years ago to the small town a mile square along the beach and a little more than a century old where I had been taken when I was a child. And nothing seemed to have changed, not the porches along the quiet streets, nor the faces on the rockers, nor the sea smell from the boardwalk at the end of the block, nor the smell from the cafeteria in a house like the others along the same sidewalk, nor the hush of the pebbled streets without cars, nor the names of the same few hotels, nor the immense clabbered auditorium to which my mother had taken me to a performance of Aida. And you and I walked those streets in a late youth of our own and along the boardwalk toward music we heard from the old carousel. One Summer, a poem by W.S. Merwin from The Moon Before Morning, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. You can browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles and engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.